All right, Jason, thank you very much. We'll check in with more entertainment news for you in a little bit. Actress Felicia Day is currently on the CW and also a show that is called Supernatural and the sci-fi series The Magician. She's written a book called Embrace Your Weird. In it, she talks about personal anecdotes and plenty of personality through a practical, hands-on guide to finding and rekindling and enhancing creative passions. And I had a chance to sit down and talk with her on the Skype one day here recently, and it was a treat. Felicia, can you tell us a little bit about the new book and what it's all about?
Yeah, the book is Embrace Your Weird, Face Your Fears, and Unleash Creativity. And it's a fun, funny, interactive self-help book designed to get people to love who they are and get that who they are out into the world through creativity. Creativity is a kind of form of self-care that I think is really important for people, and how we approach it really kind of sets the tone in our life, and I really want to encourage people to just have more fun.
Okay, now in the book you talk about discovering your hero self. What does discovering your hero self mean?
Yeah, I mean, the first part of the book is really getting to know yourself better, and I think there are not very many times in life where we kind of pause and kind of collect who we are and figure out who we've changed, how we've changed in life. I think as you grow up and become an adult and get into life, we have these transition points in our life, whether it's like puberty or going to college or turning 30 or having a baby like I did when I wrote this book. And so all those periods where we're kind of unsure of where to go in life are best served by kind of looking inward and kind of digging into our past, looking at who we are now and where we want to go, and sort of rebuilding ourselves as a person. That kind of self-knowledge it's so rewarding because we are also very interesting. We just don't give ourselves credit most of the time.
Got it. Now, what is it you recommend in there that readers should vanquish their enemies? What is it that you mean by vanquishing your enemies?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm the kind of person also who's been ruled by anxiety my whole life. It's been really tough for me, and it's held me back from a lot of opportunities, but also it's driven what I've done in the world. So I have to accept all parts of myself. And one of the biggest parts of the book is a part on anxiety and how we have to look at anxiety as not who we are. I kind of associated anxiety. I'm just an anxious person. Well, I get anxious, but that's not part of who I am. And reframing things is really the goal of this book, seeing right. ourselves in different ways, seeing our enemies like powerlessness and procrastination and anxiety, seeing those as things we can deal with and we can have tools to get out and kind of deal with them as they pop up in our lives. They're always going to be there. That's just living. But if we know that we can deal with them, it kind of takes the pressure off of the fear of it popping up in our lives. Got it. So to me, I would have written a lot more books and done a lot more creative things in my life if that fear and all those enemies hadn't kept me back. And this really is something I wish I could have given myself, you know, as a teenager 20 years ago or whatever, because really being creative and getting our voice out into the world was really where our happiness lies.
Now, I know that that enemy called procrastination, I'm very, very familiar with. Now, what inspired you to write the book this time?
I wrote this book because I wrote a memoir several years ago that was a bestseller, You're Never Weird on the Internet Almost, and it told the journey of how I was a weird homeschool kid, and I went to college at 16, and I really had this blind faith that I was going to be a famous actress when I moved to Hollywood after I graduated, and I got a lot of reality doused in my face. I wasn't really accepted because I don't look like every other actress and I don't act like them. And I have interests that were very different from most other actors. And it really made me feel rejected in my core. And it was only when I started creating things, I picked up a camera and started shooting videos in my garage for no money. And that really, I made a phenomenon kind of out of my web show, The Guild. It was a comedy that I starred in and produced and wrote. And that my journey really inspired other people to start creating and get help for their anxiety and depression. And that's really what inspired this book.
Got it.
I kind of also wrote this book because I had a baby and it really changed my life in a lot of ways. And I didn't know who I was anymore or what I wanted to do as a creator. And I needed to put myself back together after this kind of transition in life. And so this book really is for people going through transition, whether it's a teenager going through puberty and going to high school, or somebody go to college, or getting out of college and facing the real world, or turning 30 or retiring or having a baby or getting married. All these things in life that pop up where we're kind of uncertain of who we are or where to go. We kind of have to sit down and honor that and kind of evaluate, where do I want to go? Who am I really? How have I changed since the last time I figured myself out? And that will really help us start on a path that is more fulfilling and more certain.
Okay. Once again, we're talking with Felicia Day. She is currently on the CW show that is called Supernatural, also the sci-fi series The Magicians. The book she wrote called Embrace Your Weird talks about personal anecdotes and a lot of personality through a hands-on guide to finding, rekindling, and enhancing your creative passions. And Felicia, I know you're busy. I want to thank you for your time today, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you are very welcome. And so I had a really nice chat with that young lady. She's just a